In keeping with a campaign promise, the Trump administration has announced changes in the H-1B workers visa that many critics allege results in tech companies bringing in foreign workers who provide cheaper labor or other benefits for multi-billion dollar corporations like Facebook, Google, and others. The Buy American and Hire American rhetoric of Trump's campaign initiative gained traction during his 2016 campaign run for president. After becoming president, Trump signed an executive order toward that end, which was drafted during his presidential transition. Right now, H-1B visas are awarded in a totally random lottery, and that's wrong, Trump said at the signing, which took place in Kenosha, Wisconsin. According to IBTimes.com, Trump also said that the H-1B mandates providing employment to only the most skilled and best paid workers. The existing provisions on H-1B visas grants 65,000 work visas to people with highly specialized knowledge in practice jobs requiring at least a bachelor's degree and often involving technology. However, the visa is largely awarded to technological firms, and the Trump administration says this is a blatant move by the tech companies to acquire cheap foreign labor rather than employing or training fully capable American citizens to do the jobs. According to the article, 10 companies that use prison labor to rake in profits, authored by Joanna Zambas in October of 2017, in addition to charges of exploiting imported foreign labor, tech giants like Microsoft, Nintendo, and AT&T employ cheap prison labor either directly or by using subcontractors who take advantage of the loophole in the 13th Amendment of the U.S. Constitution that allows them to pay prisoners slave wages and increase their profits by not having the expenses related to maintaining a non-incarcerated worker, whether foreign or domestic. The recent labor action by the Trump administration only addresses issues related to neglected American workers and the exploited imported labor of labor immigrants. It will have no impact on the labor practices of companies profiting from prison slavery. This has been Scotty Reed of BTR News reporting. Support independent media today by giving a tax-deductible donation to the Black Talk Media Project, which has been providing public digital media since 2008.